From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Reports quoting residents and U.S. defense officials indicate the Islamic State defenders are using civilians as human shields in the defense of Mosul. President Obama Tuesday acknowledged the Iraqi Kurdish assault on Iraq's second biggest city will not be easy, but will be successful.
I'm confident that we can succeed, although it's going to be a tough fight and a difficult fight. There will be ups and downs in this process, but my expectation is that ultimately it will be successful.
A U.S. defense official says more than 100 U.S. troops are accompanying nearly 30,000 Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces in their push to take back Mosul. They claim to have already captured a dozen villages. Senior Kurdish official Hoshyar Zabari said Tuesday, speed is the key.
To avoid a major humanitarian exodus or complexities that nobody needs. So really nobody has a definitive time when it will end, but I think there is a clear understanding we should do it, not in a hasty way or a rushed way, but in a planned way, to do it as soon as possible.
Estimates of IS fighters in Mosul range from 3,000 to 5,000. The long-awaited offensive kicked off Monday and is backed by airstrikes from a U.S. coalition as well as units from Sunni tribal forces and Shia militia. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has signed a decree for his government to quit the International Criminal Court. It follows Parliament's overwhelming vote to leave last week. Earlier this year, the ICC opened an investigation into political violence that has gripped the nation since Mr. Nkurunziza announced his intention to seek a third term. It focused on allegations of killings, imprisonment, torture, rape, and forced disappearances. This is VOA News. Russian and Syrian aircraft have halted airstrikes on the rebel-held sectors of Aleppo as they prepare for a unilateral humanitarian pause Thursday in their assault to allow anti-government fighters, along with the sick and wounded, to leave. As for humanitarian efforts, Jens Lerke of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said a longer pause is important.
The announcement that we heard was for an eight-hour pause, but on consecutive days for more than one day. We have and we continue to call for a 48-hour pause. That is what we need. We also need it in order to prepare ourselves to actually do such operations.
The eight-hour pause in military operations is to last from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. local time Thursday. Moscow has been accused of engaging in war crimes in Aleppo. The Taliban has denied reports of secret meetings with Afghan government officials. The Guardian newspaper quotes anonymous Afghan officials and sources within the Taliban as confirming at least two interactions between the warring sides last month and early in October. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Tuesday said negotiations are the only way to resolve the conflict.
We believe that a peace accord is really the primary or the only pathway to ensuring peace and stability long-term in Afghanistan.
A preliminary round of negotiations between the warring sides took place in Pakistan more than a year ago, but broke down after it was revealed that Taliban chief Mullah Omar had been dead for over 2 years. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta Tuesday took aim at the courts and other government agencies for undermining his anti-corruption efforts. Mr. Kenyatta told a televised gathering no issue has frustrated him more. He cited a backlog of hundreds of corruption cases in the courts. Last year, he warned that the corruption had become a national security issue. German Chancellor Angela Merkel hosts a meeting with the Russian, Ukrainian, and French presidents Wednesday in Berlin to try to reactivate the stalled Minsk peace agreements aimed at a political settlement in Ukraine. But President Petro Poroshenko Tuesday held out low expectations for the meeting, called on his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to do two things.
First, to withdraw the Russian occupation of troops and weapons. And second, to give up to us the control and the uncontrolled part of Ukraine and Russian.
The 2015 Minsk agreement has helped reduce fighting between the Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists in the east, but clashes have continued and efforts to reach a political settlement have stalled. The main opposition party in Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday rejected a deal that keeps President Joseph Kabila in power in April. Until April 2018, the UDP has called it a flagrant violation of the Constitution, by which Mr. Kabila's mandate expires in December. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.